Jake Sunnell here at the 2026 Classic in the Country Challenge from Highland. And we are getting set for day number one of games here at the Classic. And a big change this year is the introduction of the 35-second shot clock. The shot clock has been introduced in high school associations across the country, but Ohio hasn't officially adopted it yet. But for the second year in a row, select in-season classics and tournaments are using a shot clock almost as a trial run to see how teams react to it. So it's a 35-second shot clock as opposed to the college and the pro game, and it always resets to 35 seconds. It won't reset to anything other than 35 seconds. So if a shot is off the rim, reset to 35 seconds. Tie up to the defensive team, it resets to 35 seconds. If there's a foul on the defensive team, it'll reset to 35 seconds. So something different this year, and you can catch all the action and see how the shot clock affects gameplay this year by going to WKLM.live and watching those games on pay-per-view. Also, every game will be either on WKLM, WKLMFM.com Stream 1, or WKLMFM.com Stream 2. So you can make sure you catch every game of the 2026 Classic in the Country. Stay tuned, more to come from the Classic in the Country Challenge here on WKLM.